Next, we proceed to strengthening and recharging the body to accumulate healing qi and build up the vitality. For this, we are going to practice from a standing position. In fact, this exercise is called standing meditation. In Chinese, zhan zhuang, literally standing post, standing like a post in the ground. If I had to choose one qigong technique to practice, it would undoubtedly be this one. Many Chinese call standing meditation the million-dollar secret of qigong. Whether you are practicing qigong for self-healing or for building healing qi for massage or healing work on others, standing is an essential practice. Acupuncturists feel that by practicing standing meditation, they can connect with the qi of the universe and be able to send that through their bodies when they hold the acupuncture needle. So again, standing meditation is probably the most important single qigong exercise. One of the reasons that standing is such a powerful way to gather and accumulate fresh qi in the body is that during the practice of standing, the body is in the optimal posture for qi gathering and flow. As a result, any places that are out of balance come immediately into the foreground of awareness. Don't be surprised if after just 5 minutes of standing meditation, you become aware of various areas of discomfort. There might even be some pain. If there is acute pain, please don't ignore this. Sit down and relax. But you might also find that old injuries, places of imbalance, or past disease come back into awareness. This gives us an opportunity for change and transformation. If there is some discomfort, do not immediately change your posture. Try to hold the posture for a while. If we immediately change the posture every time there is difficulty, then we lose that opportunity for transformation. In fact, if as you're standing you find the shoulders begin to feel very tired, or you find discomfort in the neck, or the chest, or somewhere else, and you know that this is a discomfort resulting from awareness, a discomfort you're probably holding in your everyday life, then allow yourself to work with these places of discomfort. You can relax the tense areas into the ground. Sometimes simply thinking, sink, relax, drop, will help you release areas of tension. The Chinese have also found that it is easier to release tension during exhalation than inhalation. This means that whenever you exhale, you can imagine the exhalation drops the tension and congestion down and out through the feet. Although you might not be able to release all of your tensions in any one session, you will find that with each practice session of standing meditation, you become aware of your tensions in a new way, and gradually you learn how you are both programming the tension into your body and how to release these tensions. So standing meditation becomes truly a meditation within the standing posture. That is a time to become aware of your strengths, of your weaknesses, aware of areas where the qi flow is especially strong, aware of areas where the qi flow is weak and blocked. Because it is such an important meditative posture, many people consider it the foundation of qigong training. There are certain key parts of the body that control energetic flow. By becoming aware of these areas, we can help the body to accumulate qi more easily, to have more energy available for self-healing. So as you stand, bring your awareness first to the arches of the feet. This area in the center of the foot is known as the bubbling well point, the place where we can become sensitive to earth energy literally bubbling up, springing up into the body. One reason for maximizing contact with the ground is so we can create an energetic connection between the bubbling well points and the ground. This way the earth energy, the yin energy, can feed us. And become aware of that point at the crown of the head, the Bai Hui. This way we can truly feel our bodies as a connecting medium between heaven and earth, the Bai Hui point at the crown in touch with the heavens, the bubbling well points in the feet in touch with the earth. And become aware of the Dan Tian, the field of the elixir, the Dan Tian. This is the energetic center in the lower abdomen, about 3 inches below the navel, and midway into the center of the body. This is the breathing center, the place that opens and fills when we inhale, and that releases the breath when we exhale. It is also a reservoir for healing qi. Bringing your awareness also to the Ming Men, the gate of life. The gate of life is the area in the lower back opposite the navel. Just take a moment to focus on that area, to feel that area. And finally, the Hui Yin, the meeting of yin acupuncture point. This refers to the perineum, the soft band of tissue, of muscle, between the genitals and the anus. There is an acupuncture point right in the center, a sensitive point in the center of that tissue. We want to imagine that the Bai Hui point at the crown is directly over the Hui Yin point in the perineum, that there is one straight line connecting one with the other. Once again, we are aware of the bubbling well points in touch with the ground. The Dan Tian, the breathing center in the lower abdomen. The gate of life in the lower back opposite the navel. The Bai Hui of the crown opposite the point in the perineum. Having some awareness of these important energetic areas when we start the standing meditation will help increase our ability to accumulate qi. Once we are actually into the standing meditation posture, we're focused on the breath. You don't need at that point to think of the energetic areas. Standing up now, with the feet shoulder-width apart, making sure that the feet are parallel. Now you will need to check your feet. Sometimes we have more turnout in one hip or the other, and as a result, one foot will tend to form a different angle than the other. Subjectively, without looking, we might feel that the feet or think that the feet are parallel when in fact they are not. So please do look down and make sure the feet are under the shoulders and parallel. This way we can return the body to a more natural symmetry. As in the seated meditation, we are maximizing the contact between the feet and the ground. Play with your balance and your weight a little bit to find the most relaxed and natural resting position on your feet. Many of us have been told to stand on our own two feet, and unfortunately, we are literally doing this rather than standing on the ground. So maximize the contact. Make sure you are not favoring your heels or your toes, not favoring the inside or the outside of the feet. Finding a way to stand as relaxed and naturally as possible. The knees are slightly bent. In fact, all of the joints in the body should have a slight give or bend in them. Even if for now your arms are relaxed at the sides of the body, just imagine that the elbows and the shoulders and all of the joints are loose and relaxed. When the joints are locked, that forms a blockage to chi flow. It's like creating a dam in the river. The knees are gently bent, gently relaxed. As in sitting, the spine is long and open. We can imagine that the tailbone is pulled gently down, stretching the sacrum, and the head is lifted gently up, stretching the vertebrae not only in the back of the neck, but throughout the entire spine. It's as if the spinal cord is a string and you're taking the two ends and pulling it slightly more taut, so that each vertebrae in the back is like a bead on that string with a little bit of space between each one. No cramping, no shrinking of the back. The chest is relaxed and heavy, as though the sternum is sunk down without, however, being depressed in. The chest is simply relaxed down. And the abdomen very soft and relaxed, so the diaphragm is free. We don't want to pull the stomach in. Please don't worry about how you look for now. Worry about how you feel. All the weight of the body is dropped down into the support of the ground. We don't need to pull ourselves away from that support. Nor, for that matter, do we need to press ourselves into it. We can simply allow the ground to support the body. Now, as we continue with this standing, some of you might have problems in your knees or hips or ankles. If you have a problem that would make it medically dangerous or difficult for you to do standing, then please practice this posture from your chair. By the same token, if as we practice, there is any kind of acute pain or any internal signal that you have stood long enough, then again, respect what your body is telling you. Sit down and relax. For those of you that are standing, once again, just take a moment to check your basic posture. Feet on the ground, parallel, shoulder width apart. The knees gently bent. The abdomen, diaphragm, relaxed. The chest relaxed down, the shoulders sitting. The spine long and open, the tailbone as though pulled downwards, the head as though lifted slightly up. Be careful that as you feel the lifting of the crown, you don't lift your chin away from your chest, so we maintain the straightness in the back of the neck. The head is just in a natural resting position. We're not trying to especially lift the chin up nor to push it down. The standing should feel very natural, very relaxed, and at ease. The eyes can be gently open with a soft gaze. It's best to practice by a window so your eyes can be open and taking in the environment without focusing on any one particular thing. It's as if we are allowing the eyes to be part of that open window of awareness. So we are not focused exclusively on what is happening inside. The wonderful thing about standing is that the inside and the outside somehow become one. They merge in one experience. so the eyes are open, gazing towards the horizon straight ahead through the window. If you're practicing indoors or in an environment where there is no window available, then let the eyes still be open and looking a comfortable distance away and down, so you're not distracted by any particular object. But again, if you're looking down, don't close your chin towards the chest. Maintain the straight posture. The mouth is lightly closed. In this standing meditation, the tongue is gently touching the upper palate. Find a comfortable place in the upper palate where the tip of the tongue can be touching. All of the breathing is through the nose. Unless, again, you have a sinus condition or another medical or respiratory problem that makes it very difficult to breathe through the nose, then, of course, allow your mouth to breathe. The arms are rounded in front of the chest, forming a sphere about the height of the breastbone. The hands are the height of the breastbone, about 2 or 3 feet in front of you. It's as if your arms, your palms, your wrists, forearms, the upper arms, are embracing a large beach ball against the chest, but with minimal effort. Without tension. Your hands are facing inwards towards the breastbone, the arms rounded at the height of the breastbone. The elbows are dipping slightly below the wrists. That will help your shoulders to relax. In fact, try for a moment lifting your elbows higher than the wrists. You'll find that the shoulders lift up and rotate inwards, forcing the breath into the upper chest. We want to avoid this. Instead, let the elbows just relax and sit. Again, the arms are rounded as though embracing a beach ball, and there's a little bit of distance and openness under the armpits, as though you're holding an egg under each armpit. That image for a moment will give you the right distance and the right shape. We're using only the minimum amount of effort to keep the arms up. It might help if you imagine that you're resting the hands on the top of a table so that everything can just relax. Once you have that feeling, again, make sure the hands are just pointed in towards the chest, keeping that rounded, open feeling. Try to also have a straight line along the backs of the forearms, the wrists, the backs of the hands to the fingertips, straight without stiff, so that we're not pulling the hands inwards, bending the wrists by pulling the hands in towards the forearms, nor pushing the hands away. A gentle, natural, rounded posture. As long as the posture is rounded and comfortable, it is correct. You don't have to worry about an exact positioning of the arms or hands. Just rounded and comfortable, and a feeling that your body is sitting into the ground, dropped into the ground. And now, as you hold the standing meditation posture, bring your awareness primarily to the breath, at least to start. The breath is a good indicator of our ease in standing and our reaction to stress. We want to see if, even if the posture itself becomes difficult, we can still allow the breath to move at a natural pace. We don't have to stop breathing. We don't have to freeze up the breath. We don't have to become uptight. Just let the breath go. We are looking for the natural way of breathing. That means that whenever you inhale at your normal pace, the lower abdomen is felt as gently expanding. You might feel some of the expansion also in the lower back. That's fine. We want to feel that lower part of the body naturally expanding. We're not forcing it. We're just looking for the sensation. Whenever we inhale, when we exhale, that part of the body very naturally contracts. You don't have to physically contract or pull it in, just let it happen. This is called abdominal respiration, or diaphragmatic breathing. In this kind of breathing, the breath is moving more efficiently. When the diaphragm drops, the lower lobes of the lungs are allowed to open, allowing a more efficient exchange of oxygen. Moreover, this kind of breathing has a massaging effect on the internal organs. As the breath opens and closes, as the abdomen expands and contracts, all of the internal organs are gently massaged and allowed to relax. In Chinese, this way of breathing is called shun huxi, or natural, free-flowing breath, unforced. Studies in Western laboratories have found that this kind of natural breathing tends to regulate the blood pressure and also reduces anxiety. In fact, the converse is also true. People who chronically breathe in the opposite fashion, pulling the stomach in on inhalation, releasing it on exhalation, tend to have problems with anxiety and often with hypertension. So we're just allowing the natural breathing. We hold this posture for about 5 minutes. With regular practice, you can begin to build up the amount of time very gradually. 5 minutes a day, and the second week, add 5 minutes onto your regular practice, so that you are now training it for 10 minutes a day. Week 3, you can increase to 15. Ideally, the length of training in standing meditation is between 20 and 40 minutes a day, but start it out very gradually. Please don't begin with 40 minutes. You'll burn out very fast. Start with 5 minutes a day, and as you gain strength in standing, as the posture begins to feel more natural, you can gradually increase the time. After you've finished your practice and you've stood for the proper length of time, let the hands gently float down to the sides. Once they're relaxed at the sides, you can begin to rock the weight ever so slowly from toe to heel, so that you can awaken the feet. You are using the ground to massage the bottoms of the feet. And then begin to rock several times right to left. Again, awakening the feet, loosening the joints, awakening the body. And beginning to rock the weight in a circle. So you're really massaging each part of the foot. Especially for those who have been standing for 5 or 10 minutes, this often creates a very pleasurable feeling through the whole body. And then begin to rock the weight in the opposite direction, opposite circle. And finally, coming again to stillness. You might want to take a moment or two to just walk about the room, relaxing the knees and the back and the whole body, just walking naturally, feeling what effect the standing has had on your movement, on your breathing, on your feeling of the chi. It's common to feel some tingling in the hands or warmth in the body, sometimes a feeling of weight. And then when you're ready, you can go back to your seated position in the chair.